There's a new tool to help scientists and others interested in monitoring how Bering Sea fisheries respond to a changing climate. Biologist Steve Barbo of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center has created hundreds of graphics mapping where 22 species of fish spend their time during different life stages. The data's been around for a while. It's from annual trawl surveys dating back to 1984. But Barbo says that information was hard to analyze as a whole.
To understand the true impacts of climate change, we have to look across all of these life stages to get a true picture of what's going on. It potentially could be beneficial at one stage of its life, but harmful at another stage in its life.
Barbo started small, looking at Greenland turbot, a species that is greatly impacted by temperature changes. When the fish develop from larval to juveniles, they depend on a cold pool in the Bering Sea, but without it,
you get high natural mortality. So for them, the impact really is at that settlement stage. Versus pollock, where the impact potentially is more to do with at their midlife stage.
The graphics Barbo created allow him to see the distribution of the fish through time and location or through temperature and depth. When other scientists saw the work, they wanted to replicate the study for other species as well. Now the tool is available for 22 different fish in the Bering Sea. Barbo plans on updating the document as long as annual surveys continue.